Let's go ahead and stand. We'll read our scripture. Matthew 28, 16 through 30. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them. And when they saw him, they worshiped him. But some doubted. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, "All power is given to me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." Thank you. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Our most gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you today. Lord, we're imperfect at best. We're imperfect at best. I know I'm imperfect at best. And God, no matter how many times I do this, I'm so humbled to step in this spot, knowing that I'm not worthy, God, knowing that I'm a sinful creature and I was born that way. So I ask you right now, forgive me of my sin and where I failed you, God, as I take your stand today. And God, I'd like to go in about row number 4 today and watch what you've got to say today, God. So just use me as your mouthpiece, and you say what you'd want us to hear today. God, we love you so much. We thank you. This great commission, God, we're so thankful for that. And we've got a job to do. You've went to heaven, but you've left us with a responsibility. And help us to look at that today and know what we need to do. These things we ask in Jesus' name, and amen. You may be seated. The Great Commission, and that's what Tori just sang about so beautifully. And, you know, we sometimes can forget that we've got a job to do on this side of heaven. And a lot of times we put that job down into that, okay, I go to church on Sunday, I go to church on Wednesday, and that's our job. No, that's not our job. Our job is to come here on Wednesday and Sunday and get fed with this word, because what did the song say? We got to go tell it. We got to go tell a lost and dying world about what we have right here. We have to let them know about what we've got. So today we want to look at those three things. Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. So the first we want to look at is go ye therefore. Go here, and I know David does a great job of always making sure we know what the word means. Go means go, okay? Go means to absolutely go, all right? It means to physically get in motion and go, all right? Some of y'all know I do the FCA for football. I also help coach the peewees, okay? The 10 to 12-year-olds. So, and we've been working on how to get the linebackers to blitz, okay, to go. So I'll tell you what, since it's Youth Sunday, I'm going to get some volunteers up here. So you three, yeah, you four, come up here. Come up, you four, come up here, come up. This young man right here played linebacker for the University of Liberty, so he knows a little bit about what I'm talking about right here, okay? All right, you four are going to be the line, okay, the defensive line. All right. Well, I know.
You're a linebacker.
No, I'm not a linebacker. All right, so you four, get it. Come on, Sprout. It's like Coach Pee-wee all over here. All right, here's our nose man right here. He's the guy over the ball, okay? We want this guy back here. So the peewees, they have names, Will, Mike, and Sam. And so the other day I said, "Will, fire, Will, go," you know. And Will just stood there. He never went anywhere. But you know what? I forgot to tell him what it meant to go, okay? Because sometimes we forget what it means to go. So, all right, he's going to go, all right? So here we go. Mike, you go. Go! Okay, there you go. All right, y'all can go sit down. Yeah, thank you very much. Right there, get it around. Yeah. Hey, when we say go, we mean go, okay? We need you to go, all right? And that's what Jesus is telling us, okay? He wants us to go. When we tell that linebacker to go, get in there and go get that quarterback, okay? Don't stand there. We need to go. We need to be ready to go, okay? We've got a job to do. And in John 20, 21, then Jesus said to them again, "Peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, so even I send you." Jesus said, my Father sent me, now I'm going to send you. You're going to be the one who goes out and tells the rest of the world, because I've got to go to heaven. I've got to get that place prepared. I've got to get ready. Okay? And I'm going to leave you down here as my soldiers. You're going to go tell everybody about me. But we get locked in real quick to thinking, well, I went to church on Sunday. The reality is, most everybody in here this morning knows Jesus Christ, their Lord and Savior. Okay? I would imagine that there are some here that don't know Jesus Christ, their Lord and Savior. But most everybody here knows Jesus Christ, their Lord and Savior. They know about that great gift. They're hearing about that great gift this morning. There's a lot of people out there that do not know about Jesus Christ being their Lord and Savior. There's a lot of people out there that we have to go tell. Well, I'm not a preacher, Scotty. I'm not a Sunday school teacher. I'm not a youth pastor. Do you go to a job every day? Do you go to a practice every day, kids? Do you go to school? Do you go to the Walmart? Well, I'll go to the Walmart, okay? I think that's a rule, isn't it? Don't you have to go to the Walmart at least once a week? All right? Hey, we encounter people all the time. And that's what Jesus was talking about. That's the going part. That's where we go in our everyday lives. We go there. But here's the deal. As Americans, we go all the time, don't we? We're notorious for being on the run all the time. Show of hands right here. How many of you just think you run all the time, like your life is just constantly running? Raise your hand if you feel that way. A lot of hands going up, okay? A lot of hands. Got to get to school, got to get to work, got to get to practice, got to get dinner done. Got to get to the birthday parties. Got to get to that wedding coming up. Got to fit church in. Got to get to the ball game. I got to get over here, got to do that, got to do that. We're going all the time, but you know what? We're not going for him all the time. Right? We're not going for him all the time. We go a lot, which don't go for him all the time. So the first thing is, we got to go. The second thing is, why do we go? What are we going for? The other day when I was teaching the little linebackers how to blitz, I told him, I said, go. And I forget, I coached years ago, and now I'm coaching again. And I forget that kids don't just know what to do, okay? You know, that they don't just instinctively know what to do. So I said, go. I said, I want you to go this place. So he got, that little dude got up there. He got like this. That's good, good, good. Go. He ran back there. He ran right by the ball carrier. The ball carrier just kept going. I said, hey. He didn't know why we were going. He knew to go. But I forgot to tell him why we were going. Get the kid with the ball. Got it, coach. Get him next time. Okay? We have to know why we're going. Why are we going? Why is it so important? Hey, listen, why did Jesus feel that this was so important that he put it in three of the Gospels, okay, and that he mentions it over and over again in his Bible? Why did he take a moment to write these letters in red? Go ye therefore. Because he knew this. He knew as time carried on that this world would get worse and worse and worse. And that we would get busier and busier and busier, and we would get tied in to our technology. And that, you know what? We'd forget to get out there and tell people. Why are we going? I want to tell you why we're going. Because here's the reality, and this is not scare preaching, okay? This is not fire and brimstone, but here's the reality. There is a heaven, and there is a hell. I went and sat with Miss Lucille last Thursday, and I went back yesterday. And the boys told me that she told them the night before, make sure everybody knows. Make sure everybody knows
and you keep it in the box and you throw it in the closet, what kind of gift is it? If you're here today, let me tell you right now, Jesus Christ was born of a virgin, okay? Her name was Mary. He lived on this earth about 33 and a half years. And then he went and he gave his life for me and you on a cross on Calvary. He didn't have to go. He freely went. And he went because me and you were born sinners, okay? And there was no chance of us making heaven without redemption through a sacrifice. And that sacrifice is Jesus Christ. That's what we go tell them. Because if we don't tell them, they're not going to know. And the reality is, there's a place called heaven that he went to prepare, and there's a place called hell. And we're going to live in one of them forever. That's why we have to go. That's what we're doing. That's what this is all about. Yes, it's great to get up here and sing these songs. And man, you all did an amazing job today. Tori, if I was you, I'd just walk around singing all the time. I'd never talk you sing so good. Everything I did, I'd sing, okay? I'd be in the classroom. What's the square root? 22, okay? I mean, I'd sing it, all right? That's amazing, okay? But here's the deal. None of this, listen, all this is for something. It's for us to go tell everybody else out there. That feeling you had in your heart when that young lady was singing, that feeling you had in your heart when we were up there singing about the goodness of God and you got your hand raised, they need that. They need it. I mean, UT played Thursday night, and I guarantee you there's people in this room that were screaming at the TV on Thursday night, okay? All right? Yet we won't go out there and scream about Jesus. Why are we going? We got to go tell them. We got to go tell them. We need to go as quick as we can. We need to let them know. Jesus died for you on a cross. He wants to save you. He wants to be the Lord of your life. We got to go. We got to go tell them. How do we go? All right, that's the other thing. Now, we see that a college-level linebacker knew where to go, okay, and how to go. The other day, not only once we fixed the problem of why we were going, I also forgot to tell the young man how to go, okay? So the first time he blitzed, I said, outside, outside. This is no joke either. He got right up there on the edge of the line. He come toward the sideline, okay? I forgot to tell him how to go, okay? You got to know how to go. Hey, God give us two commandments. He calls them the great commandments, okay? Two commandments. Listen to these right here. This is how we go. This is how we go for him. Jesus said unto them, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. How do we go? We go with everything we've got for him. Hey, tomorrow when you get up and you don't feel good, and you need to make that visit, or you need to make that phone call, or you need to talk to that person about Christ, you still go with everything you got. We've got to give him everything we've got. Here, all of this, from the feet to the head. We've got to go with our whole heart, mind, soul, and body. Because if we don't, we won't get our message across. How many of you have ever went through the motions at work before? Raise your hand if you've ever went through the motions at work before. Okay, I have, right? You went in that day, you clocked in, okay? You put your time in, but your whole heart, soul, and mind, and body wasn't in it. We do that in a lot of things in life. This thing, how do we need to go? We need to go with everything we got. Second is likened to that, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. How do we need to go for Jesus? In love. We need to go in love. We don't need to go in hatred. We don't need to go in judgment. Because guess what? The people that we want to see get saved. Okay, listen. I wasn't going to bring out any great revelations, but I'm going to bring this out. They're sinners. We're sinners, okay? We're all sinners. They're all sinners. Okay? We need to go to them in love. Jesus thought enough of us come and save us. He thinks enough of them to go and save them. When it said they were on my mind, that's for the just and the unjust, okay? That's for those that know Jesus Christ and those that don't know Jesus Christ. Not only do we need to go with everything we got, but we need to go out of love. they're not going to act like us, and they're not going to think like us. Guess who loves them?
Jesus. Jesus.
We need to go with everything we got, and we need to go in love. Okay?
All right, the second one. Teach all nations. Okay, I try, as some of y'all know, my wife's a teacher. My two oldest daughters are a teacher. And my fourth daughter's going to be a teacher. There's a lot of teacher talk in my house, okay? And get into the teacher talk now, it gets pretty serious, okay? So I normally try to avoid it, okay? I try to stay away from it. But I want everybody to know, I want to acknowledge her. I went to my lovely wife, Miss Melanie, yesterday, and asked her about some grammatical stuff on something I'm about to use, okay? Because I'm not very grammatically correct all the time. So we've got to be able to teach all nations, okay? So how many of you in here are a teacher? You're a teacher right now. You teach in school. How many of you are a teacher? Raise your hand if you're a teacher. All right, we got teachers everywhere, okay? All right. Is teaching for everybody? No, some of y'all might say it's not even for you right now, right? Teaching's not for everybody. Okay then, Scotty. Well, if we're supposed to all go teach and teaching's not for everybody, then how am I supposed to go do it? If you want to be able to teach, first you have to learn. If you want to be able to teach, first you have to learn. Okay? Do they just hire teachers over here? Like, you know, you wake up that morning and you think, you know what? I think I'd like to be a teacher today. They don't do that. You have to have a little piece of paper, right? Called a degree. Where they teach you how to teach. Okay? You go to school and you learn how to teach. If we're gonna be able to teach others, then the first thing we gotta do is learn. We gotta learn what it is they want us to teach. Proverbs 9:9, give instruction to the wise man and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man and he will increase in learning. We must, before we can teach, we first have to learn. Where do we learn at? First, we learn right here, okay? We learn through those great messages that Brother David gives us. We learn in Sunday school classes, okay? Hopefully you're in there at a young age and you're learning about the Bible. We learn in youth. We learn in middle school. We learn in all the classes we have. Here's another place we learn from each other. Watching each other live our lives for Christ. I'm going to be honest with you. I learned a lot this week from Lucille Nolan. I learned a lot from her. I want to share something she said. And I promised the boys I was going to share this. When me and David were over there Thursday, Miss Lucille, she's kind of having a hard time talking, but she wanted to see Brother David. She wanted to see him. And Brother David went over and we were talking and I was sitting down there toward the end and Brother David was talking about how these bodies, one day they get older and they wear out and it's time to go to heaven. And he said, Miss Lucille, I have to wear these glasses all the time now. And he pointed at his glasses. He said, used to, I just had to wear them to read. And she looked over at him. If you don't hear another word I say today, I want you to hear this. She said, well, you better look while you can see. Let that sink in for just a second. You better look while you can see. Okay? I learned a lot right there that day. I learned a lot from Miss Lucille right there that day. We can learn from each other, from the experiences we have, okay? We can learn about what it looks like to go witness to somebody. We can learn what it means to lead somebody to Christ. We can get up here and learn about how to sing a song, okay? I'm not a teacher, but you know what? I finally got that young man to go hit the quarterback the other day. I taught him what it meant to be a linebacker. We all possess the power, okay, to teach somebody else something. But we got to learn it first. We got to listen,
We've got to hear. We've got to see what the people in front of us did. And the big thing is, we got to get in this book. We got to get in this book. Okay? All right. Luckily for us, he gave us the book right here. Okay? We don't have to go rewrite the book. The book's here. All we got to do is go tell them about him. The other thing, what did Paul use to tell and to teach with? He used his own testimony. There's nothing more powerful than your own testimony. Okay? When I was 11 years old, I met Jesus Christ. It was like no other experience I've ever had in my life. Okay? I thought my heart was going to jump out of my chest. I've actually took my children back to where it happened. And I think if you had pulled the DNA off the pew in front of me, you would still find my DNA on the top of that pew. I was hanging on, Dexter. I wasn't going to get in. Man, that conviction was strong. Golly, there's nothing like that. Tell somebody about that. If you don't know nothing about the Bible, tell them about what Jesus Christ did for you. Tell them that when you leave here one day, there's no doubt in your mind you're going to heaven. And you hope they have the same experience. We've got to teach it. Now, it said all nations. So you know what? There are some people that are called to go to different nations. There's some people that are called to be missionaries and go out there. I was not one of them. You may not be one of them. Well, where can I teach? There's a community right here for lost and dying people. It's amazing how many unchurched people we have in Sevier County. I don't remember exactly the stats, but it's astounding how many people actually live here and how many people actually attend a church here in this county. Okay? We need to get out there and we need to teach. 2 Timothy. I want us to look at that. If you want to flip with me, you can. If you don't, you don't have to. 2 Timothy 3:10-17, Paul. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience. Listen to that. He's talking to Timothy. What did he say? But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience. He's saying, hey, you saw this. You've seen it. You know what to do. You've seen me go through this. Okay? Then he goes on to say, persecution, afflictions, which come unto me at Antioch and at At Lystra, what persecutions I endured, but out of them all the Lord delivered me. You wanna go tell somebody about something? Has the Lord ever anybody here ever been delivered out of something by the Lord? Raise your hand if you've ever been delivered out of something by the Lord. Okay? Go tell them about that. Go tell them about that. Go tell them about that time you were sitting there and you were crying and you felt like all hope was gone. And just at the right time, Jesus Christ showed up in your life. Go tell them about that time you had a hard time in your marriage, okay? And you kept working and you kept praying, and now your marriage is better than it's ever been. Go tell them about that time that you were, you know what? That was it. I was going to run out of money. And all of a sudden, God sent something. Go tell them about that. That's what Paul's saying to Timothy. Hey, you want to go teach something? Teach what we're doing right here. Yes, and all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecution. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Here it comes, 14. But continue thou in the things which you hast learned. Okay? Continue in the things you have learned. Here's what happens to us, though. Let's go back to us being busy as an American nation, okay, as a society. We learn, we come here, we learn, we see, we do, then we get busy, and we forget to share that. Hey, I'm preaching to me, okay? I'm preaching to me. I can think of 3 or 4 instances last week that I probably had a chance to share Jesus Christ with somebody, and I didn't take the opportunity. And then I go talk to Lucille, and I hear her boys say, you know what? She wants everybody to know there's a heaven and hell. She wants them all told. And I'm sitting there going, man, I don't need to waste any more time. I got to get out here and tell folks this.
He said right there, continue those things which thou hast learned and has been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And that from a child that has known the Holy Scriptures, we are able to make these wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. All Scripture is given for us to go teach others. Let's go back. Here's what I learned from my wife. Teach is a verb. If I mess this up, y'all correct me, okay? I'm not much on verbs and nouns, okay? All right. I'm more on the holler and let's get her done, okay? And I'm from Ware's Valley. I get a 2-syllable discount on anything I do, okay? So teach is a verb, but when we put the er on it, okay, the er, it then becomes a noun, and that is someone who actually teaches, okay? So we need to get the ER on the end of our name, all right? We need to get the teaching, and we need to become the teacher to those out there that don't know Jesus Christ, okay? So thank you, Miss Melanie, for teaching me that. Now, everything I see with the ER on it, I'm going to think about that, okay? She even said, what was it, farmer? She was going through the words, you know. It's like I was in third grade, Lauren, okay? I was sitting there like this, okay? I need to pee. I got to go bathroom. I was trying to get out of class even at 47, you know. So one thing that I want to go back to this about going and teaching and what Miss Lucille said, and I want to read this verse to you right here. This is important, guys. Let's go John 9:4. When she said that to David, I thought so much about this. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. When do we have to go and teach? We have to go and teach right now. Because here's the reality. One day, we'll be out of time. One day, that person that God laid on our heart that he wanted us to go talk to, one day that moment will pass. That friend we needed to visit, that person we needed to go see in the hospital, hey, I got you one. That family member that didn't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. See, one day we run out of time. One day, even with those glasses on, we can't see you anymore. That's why it's important right now. Not tomorrow, not in a week, not when life suits me better. We need to go tell and teach right now while we can see, while we have breath in our lungs, while we are able. We need to go get it done for Jesus Christ. That was a big wake-up call for me. That was a huge wake-up call for me. While I can see, I need to look. And I need to do, and I need to go, and I need to be that person that Jesus Christ wants me to be. And then the last thing is baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Why is baptism important? We are going to the river here in just a moment, and we're going to baptize Mr. Aiden. Why is baptism so important? Let's clear this up. David said it. I'm going to say it. I said it on YouTube. We're always going to say it. Baptism does not save you, okay? You need to know that there was a moment in your life that you had where Jesus Christ convicted you, and you humbly gave your life to him and said, I'm a sinner. I need you to save me. And you need to be able to go back to that moment. If you can't go back to that moment, you need to get that settled today, okay? Here in a minute, when Tori comes to sing again, you need to get that settled. Because, by the way, we need all the soldiers we can get out there, okay? We need everybody we can get out there going and telling, all right? We need everybody. So if you don't know that today, you can come on up, Tori, start getting ready here in a minute.
Why is baptism so important? Why is it so important to this young man right here to get baptized? Let me tell you why. Because that's how he's going to tell the rest of the world what happened in his home. How many people in here on social media? Raise your hand. How many people in here think a lot about the photo that you put on your social media as your, what is that called? What's your photo? Profile. I do not have one, by the way. Okay, it's a big deal, right? We want to represent ourselves, all right? If you live in my home and you take a photo, let me proof that. Let me proof that before you post it. Let me proof that. I'm going to start with it, too. My hair was not exactly the way I wanted it the other day when they took the photo. Okay? We like to represent ourselves now with social media, don't we? We like to make sure we're represented. He's going to tell the rest of the world today that by the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, that he is a born-again Christian. He's going to identify with that today. We hear that word identify a lot right now, right in the world. Right? What do you identify as? What's your pronoun? I want to tell you what my pronoun is. It's Christian. Okay? It's saved by the blood of Jesus Christ. All right? It's that I'm a sinner and that a man that didn't deserve to went and died for me. That's my pronoun right there. That's what I identify with. I'll never forget that moment over there on that little creek at Little Cove. And now, my church, it didn't matter what time of the year it was, we didn't have a baptism pool, okay? We was over there about the end of February, all right? You want to talk about the Spirit hitting the man now? They put you under that water, then you'll come and shout, you know, and holler, towel, give me a towel, all right? But hey, baptism. And here, I talked to the football team Thursday, I had them over here, we fed them, we had a service. And this is what we talked about right here. Leveling up. The rich young ruler. He came to Jesus. He wanted to go to the next level. He said, oh, how can I get eternal life? And Jesus listed off the commandments. He said, great, I've done all those. And then Jesus said, but there's one more thing. I want you to go sell everything you got. I want you to give it to the poor. I want you to follow me. He said, I can't do that. He walked off somewhere. How do we get from here to here to that? If you're here today and you don't know Jesus Christ, your Lord and Savior, start right here at this day. Right here on your knees. That young man on the youth trip, he thought he was going back and going to his room and going to bed. That, it didn't work out that way. Okay. He came back and he got on his knees and he accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Look, now he's up here singing on Sunday mornings when we sing. If you kind of kick him in the shin a little bit, he sings louder. Okay? All right. But you know what he's doing today? He's leveling up. He's going all the way and he's going to tell the world that in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, I acknowledge. And that's the big thing he's trying to get across about baptizing right here. John said
over there in the wilderness, he said, I baptize with water, but there's one coming that will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. When he accepted Jesus Christ that day, he was baptized with the Holy Spirit. He has the Holy Spirit. We never need to forget what name we baptize in, because this whole world wants to identify with something, wants to name something. Baptism is the Lord's. And hey, I'm going to be in the water with him today, and I'm going to be the one that takes him under and brings him up, but I'm not the one baptizing him. Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit, and God the Father is the one baptizing him, okay? And that's who we identify with, and that's who we identify with as Christians. Let's go ahead and stand, Tori.